Howdy, regulars. This is Regular Dispatch 103. It's September 22nd, 2020. You will be walking some night in the comfortable dark of your yard, and suddenly a great light will shine round about you, and behind you will be a wall you never saw before. It will be clear to you suddenly that you are about to escape, and that you are guilty. You misread the complex instructions. You are not a member. You lost your card or never had one. And you will know that they have been there all along. Their eyes on your letters and books. Their hands in your pockets. Their ears wired to your bed. Though you have done nothing shameful, they will want you to be ashamed. They will want you to kneel and weep and say that you should have been like them. And once you say you are ashamed, reading the page they hold out to you, then such light as you have made in your history will leave you. They will no longer need to pursue you. You will pursue them, begging forgiveness. They will not forgive you. There is no power against them. It is only candor that is aloof from them. Only an inward clarity, unashamed, that they cannot reach. Be ready. When their light has picked you out and their questions are asked, say to them, I am not ashamed. A sure horizon will come around you. The heron will begin his evening flight from the hilltop. And that is a poem by Wendell Berry, called Do Not Be Ashamed. I'll link to it in the show notes, obviously, at regular.fm/103. It packs a lot of punch, eh? In today's world, he wrote this, I'm sure, but well before Twitter and Facebook and all this other nonsense. And now we have these roving bands, from all sides, seeking to make us feel ashamed. And I think his advice is good advice. And I love the turn at the end. Back to nature, as Wendell Berry would always sort of be. It's affecting, too, the notion that if you do apologize, beg forgiveness, your light is out. Your light is out. It's interesting. By the way, paradoxically, it's not an. I don't think this poem is an argument against shame in general, but it's just this sort of this mob. This pursuit. Anyway, I think it's really good. And another thing too, though, it's very important to think about, I suppose, is it's appropriate on regular intervals to make sure that each of us is not part of that mob and seeking to force a insincere and powerless apology out of somebody, or make other people feel ashamed for no good reason. And it's something to think about too for each of us, that inward clarity he mentions and the light in each of us. And, you know, we sure hope that all those lights continue to shine. The more I read Wendell Berry, and I'm still barely scratching the surface, but the more I read of his work, the more it makes me want to read all of it. Essays, novels, and the poems. Let's see, what else would I mention? It's early. It's not yet 7 in the morning. I did get up early. Though I will say, last night somehow, I did get in bed, I think. I fell asleep. I mean, I was in bed, or at least on the bed, But I hadn't done what I discussed just a couple of dispatches ago. Lately, I've been doing a good, pretty good sort of follow through on the night routines, setting out stuff for the next day. And it's funny, I didn't today. I didn't last night. I didn't set anything out. And so it's funny. It's so silly. But it is impactful. It just made this morning a little bit more like, you know, moving through mud as opposed to just clean traction from the get. So I had more to do, and it just was more labored to get things in gear. So it's nice. It's nice to see that and in stark relief. And I'll definitely try to just, I think maybe even scoot some of those routines a little earlier in the evening so they're less at risk of me and the sudden crash that they're already taken care of. It's September 22nd, and my wife mentioned something yesterday evening that I didn't know. Apparently, somehow, this is somehow a day, probably just in the fandom, connected to The Hobbit. Apparently, it's a day where you celebrate the birthdays of both Bilbo and Frodo. And so when everybody gets up, her plan is, my daughter and I are going through The Hobbit. We'd read all the Narnia books over time, and we're now probably 2/3, 3/4 of the way through The Hobbit. We'll do The Lord of the Rings next. And so I guess we'll have two breakfasts today and do a couple of things around here to celebrate the day. And probably when they get up, I will blare Earth, Wind, and Fire throughout the house. Whatever song that is, that was, I think it was about a night, the September 21st in September, or the 21st of September, something like that. And have a little fun with that. And get back into the day. I started this book called The Four Disciplines of Execution. And I started it because we hired at Amplifier a new COO, and he's sort of working it into his routines with all of his direct reports. And there's so many of these books, right? With their, everybody's sort of, there's an entire world of huge caverns of personal productivity stuff, and then all this corporate organizational stuff. But this one does seem quite interesting, and I think I'm hoping it will connect with some of the things I hope to do with providing a little bit of light scaffolding for the regulars itself, for our group of our ragtag gang, in a way of structuring work through time. So I think I'll be diving into that soon. And I definitely want to grapple with this march of socialism and the ideas. I really appreciated Hayek's stuff yesterday, how he is trying to come at it and saying, look, there are facts here. There is science here at play. And it's very important that we get that right. He's even saying, look, if it turns out I'm wrong and the facts go the other way, so be it. And that's a brave stance, an appropriate stance. And so I think unpacking all of that is going to be very interesting. And of course, as always with these dispatches so far, at least, I feel at least, you may not feel this at all, but I feel at least that these things are threads of a rope becoming longer and stronger as we go. So I appreciate y'all being here. Have a good day. Talk soon.